AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities say Portuguese national Claudio Neves Valente is responsible for the shooting at Brown University and the death of MIT professor Nuno Loureiro. The suspect was found dead last night from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a storage facility in New Hampshire. At a news conference last night, Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez said the community stepped up in helping locate the shooter.
We looked at financial records, we looked at video footages, and in the specific incident, it was actually a video that provided us with a description of a vehicle. That was corroborated through a tip that was received through the tip center.
Audio courtesy WJAR. After officials released the information, President Trump suspended the green card lottery program that allowed the suspect to enter the U.S. A business jet crashed yesterday while trying to return to a North Carolina airport shortly after takeoff. Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle was among the seven people killed, including his wife and two children. Joshua Green was with golfers at nearby Lakewood Golf Club.
It was way too low. Huge explosion.
An NTSB briefing is scheduled for today. The U.S. military says it conducted two more strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the eastern Pacific and says five people were killed. In Romania, American rapper Wiz Khalifa was sentenced by a court to 9 months in jail for drug possession. The decision came more than a year after he took part in a music festival in the eastern European country. World shares advanced today after the Bank of Japan raised its key policy rate to its highest level in 30 years, and U.S. inflation cooled more than expected. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the Trump administration's sweeping new proposals to effectively eliminate gender-affirming care for minors.
The new proposals include cutting off federal Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals providing such care to children and prohibiting federal Medicaid dollars from being used to fund procedures Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says rob kids of their futures.
This is not medicine, it is malpractice.
The approach contradicts the recommendations of most major U.S. medical organizations. The proposals are not final or legally binding, but will likely further intimidate healthcare providers from offering gender-affirming care to children. Many hospitals have already stopped. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.